Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We have some tragic news. There was a radical Islamic attack in Burkina Faso, Africa, in the capital there, where 28 people were killed, and one of them was Mike Rittering, mm-hmm. who was a missionary there, sent from the church to. It just breaks your heart. But I want you to see, when you see right here from a cell phone, this is amateur cell phone taking picture of what's taking place. Realize that 28 people are about to be killed in Burkina Faso, Africa, by radical Islamic terrorists.
Wow.
And but radical Islam, and one of them is Mike, the missionary that's building orphanages and there to help out. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. But realize when you're seeing this from a distance in this phone pitch, this phone video, you're seeing firsthand that's what's taking place. And it just needs to stop. And it's just so sad to see what took place. But 28 died in this attack. And Mike Rittering, the missionary that's been there for about 5 years now, he lost his life there too as well. Let's take a look.
What? Hey, only for to come in. Touch a who? Hey, man, Sati, man.
Voilà. Ça. Splendide, un feu. Actuellement, ils sont à Cappuccino. Ça, c'est splendide en live. Semblerait qu'ils aient mis le feu à une voiture à Cappuccino. Je me déplace avec beaucoup de discrétion. Voilà la voiture.
Tu vois à ta
droite ? Ouais. Et les voitures brûlées. Franchement, j'ai pas cœur pour m'approcher plus que ça. Mais bon, on va essayer. Waouh.
Comme le gars, on est exposé. Hein?
On est exposé même.
You just saw a radical Islamic attack in Burkina Faso, Africa, where 28 people lost their life, and one of them is missionary Mike Rittering.
Putain. Eh, que Dieu nous garde. Non, là, moi, je me retire. C'est bon.
This is tragic. It's just so tragic.
Wow.
And it's radical Islam. It's radical Islam. We talk about the numbers are estimated at 300,000 radical Islamists across the world.
330 million.
I mean, 330 million. Sorry, 330 million.
Which is about 10 to 15% of
the 1.3 million.
Correct.
Billion.
Correct.
Yeah, and it's like this is just. It's tragic. I want you to see, as I'm telling you a little bit about Mike and his wife and their work there. I want you to see who this is. I mean, I don't know if you can see it right now. You got? Mm-hmm. You have it up?
Yeah.
I want you to see. Now, he was sent there. That's Mike right there with his wife and the children. But he was sent there by his church in Hollywood Community Church. It's Hollywood Community Church from Florida, South Florida. He's been there for 5 years, and they went there to be able to build and sustain orphanages and to be help out with those that have been hindered and hurt in regards to family and relationship. There he is. I mean, look at that.
Wow.
You know, and it's just so sad. I mean, this is a huge hit. It's not just a huge hit for his family, but for the whole families that he was impacting in the capital there. And the enemy is just filled with hate. So if you hear anybody that says radical Islam, there's nothing wrong with it. Look what all these kids that will not be impacted because of what they did in killing this missionary right here. As a matter of fact, I want us to go right now and hear the latest report from CBN. Take a look.
I received a text message about 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon from Amy stating, Brian, I just got this phone call from Pastor Valentine asking us to pray. I don't know what's going on. Please pray. Then the phone went dead. After Pastor Valentine made that statement, the phone went dead. And for some 20 hours, Mike's condition was unknown. And Mike was unaccounted for. We didn't know where Mike was. The embassy didn't know where Mike was. They were frantically searching for him. Yesterday afternoon at 1 p.m. our time, Amy contacted me and simple statement. She said, Brian, Mike is with Jesus. That was her way of communicating to us that Mike had passed away.
I think what Brian says is very important. Many people might see this as, hey, let this be a lesson. You got to be more careful. And absolutely, security is a top concern for us. We want to do everything safe. But actually, our messages have been to both churches have been, hey, this is an example of sacrificing greatly to help the hurting. Mm-hmm. And that's a legacy we intend to continue at both of our churches, right? Because that's the legacy that Jesus Christ left.
We feel that Mike was a modern day martyr who lost his life doing the work of Jesus, doing what he felt like God had called him to do. And we will greatly miss him. Mike was not only one of our missionaries, he was not only a church member, but Mike was my friend and my good friend. And we're going to miss him.
Wow.
So sad. I mean, just this ripple effect of, and who does your life impact?
Yeah,
you know, when you
huge.
Take a man of God, a woman of God, and we're talking about somebody who's just basically, when you say woman of God, man of God, you're not talking about some perfect person. You're talking about somebody who said yes to Jesus, went and began to make changes for the better in lives of others through the power of the gospel. And the ripple effect of that is going to be tragic.
Huge.
Yeah.
And you know what a way to go. You know, we all have to pass away. We're all going to die.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so that's the other side of this. But to understand,
and he is to be as for the body is to be present with the Lord.
Present with the Lord. Yeah. You know, we can only be that lucky that we can die doing the work of the Lord. I'm sure that heaven is rejoicing and Mike is rejoicing.
Yeah, he's looking down. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're sad because we lose, you know, an awesome person who contributed so much.
Well, imagine being one of these children in the orphanage.
Yeah,
orphan.
Now what?
I'm an orphan.
Yeah.
You know, and my father has gone now.
Yeah. And maybe Mike be a seed.
Yeah.
That it was planted, that many more missionaries now will feel the call to finish the work.
I want to challenge you even now. Maybe God's calling you into the mission field. You know, maybe, you know, that's you're thinking, you know, I wanted to be there. I didn't know it was possible, but Mike's been doing it for 5 years with
his
wife. And what he did was they got sent out by a church or connected and rightly related to a body of believers. And they're the ones that probably brought substance to them and what they're doing on the field. But it reminds me, too, of the Moravians, John. Let's talk about the Moravians who were, you know, they had a 24-hour prayer that took place for 100 years.
Yeah.
And out of that prayer birthed America, really.
Yeah, sure did. Amazing. Count Zinzendorf was, he's known as the rich man who said yes. He had a wealthy estate, and he just dedicated it all to the Lord, and the Moravians settled on his property, and they just went after God. You know, they were just, you know, really people of prayer.
Right.
And what's really amazing is the story of two young Moravians that decided that they were going to sell themselves as slaves. There was a slave owner. I believe he had about 300 slaves on his property. He said no man would ever...
It was like an island where nobody could get to that.
Yeah. Well, he said he would never allow not one person ever to come to his island to speak,
to teach,
know,
them
teach
about
Jesus.
Reading, writing, Jesus, God, freedom.
And so the only way to reach these people group, which were slaves, was to sell themselves into slavery, and the man wouldn't even...
So their mission, so many people are saying, I'm waiting for enough money. I'm waiting for the stars to align.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for 17 verifications.
Right.
But they just sold themselves into slavery.
That's it. That's it.
China's doing that right now across the world.
Wow.
They're working in the Middle East. Chinese Christians are selling themselves, are just giving them, showing up in the Middle East and saying, you know, yeah, I will be your servant in hopes that they may win somewhere.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what the
Chinese
Moravians,
Christians.
Yeah, Chinese Christians are doing this. And you think about it, they started, the Moravians were part of that.
They started modern missions. I mean, it was amazing. In fact, when they came to America, there's a story about John Wesley being on the boat, and the boat was about to go down. It was a major, major storm. Everybody was just in panic. And he found that these people, they were so calm. And he's apparently, he thought in his own mind, you guys must not know what's going on.
We're
going to
die here.
We're going to die here.
They're coming to America. Yeah, yeah.
And the peace of God on their lives was so amazing. He wound up giving his life to the Lord, and he was a pastor going into a work.
Yeah. Who didn't know
in
God.
In America, didn't know God.
Can you believe a pastor doesn't know God?
Imagine that.
What are you talking about? And so, but I heard he came back. Once he found the Lord, he wanted to go back to those Moravians and tell them. But, you know, getting back to these young missionaries that wanted to reach this people group who were slaves, and the only way to get to them is to become a slave.
Yeah.
You know, Paul said, I became all things to all people that I might win a few. So what was it like in their departure when they were leaving with their families?
Wow, amazing. So,
because you're going as a slave. You're like, I'll be back in for summer vacations.
Yeah, no.
I'll fly
not
in.
This is not a temporary mission trip. This was a mission life.
2 weeks. Yes.
Yeah, this is a mission life, dedicated lifers, as they call them. Mm-hmm. And so they're leaving the ship. They entrusted their, because they had families. They entrusted their families to the community of believers, which is so powerful. Think about that.
Well, I got wife and kids. I can't be a missionary.
Yeah, not these guys.
Or you got to take your wife and kids with you on this mission trip.
Yeah, no. They left their family behind.
We've Americanized this whole thing.
Yeah, we sure have.
And I hear China's church, based on a prophetic word from Rick Joyner, I believe it is, the Morningstar Ministries, the church there is going to kind of filter out all the stuff that we've added to the church, these have-tos and stuff.
Wow.
But the Moravians were just pure, whatever God says. And the Chinese church is
doing
that too.
Let me tell you a story about the Chinese church. That was amazing after a prayer meeting. But this family, so they leave the family to the community of believers that were left behind, and they're leaving the ship, and all of a sudden you can hear the crying, you can hear the wails.
Let's paint this picture, though. So you have these two missionaries that just now are slaves.
Or selling, they're leaving, they're on a boat to be slaves.
To be slaves. And this boat's gone, and it's not coming back.
No, not with them, at least.
There is no aeroplanes to bring you back. You know, this is they're gone. This is it.
Yeah.
And so imagine that feeling of, this is it.
It's
I'll
over.
See you in heaven.
Yeah.
They believed in eternity.
Yeah.
Imagine if we begin to believe in eternity again.
Wow.
The church is living for now, and you're so disappointed because all you think about is now and your 401k and your job and your stuff and your things. But look at the Moravians who are living for eternity.
Yeah.
And so here they are. They're not going to see each other again until in heaven.
Heaven.
And so this boat's about to pull off, and what's going
on? One of the guys jumps up on the edge of the boat and raises his hand and says, "May the Lamb who was slain receive the reward of his suffering." Mm. That was his goodbye. May the Lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering.
Wow.
And that's what it's all about. You know, it's all about Jesus receiving his reward.
So his service was an offering. Because what else can I do? Our lives are just like gratitude for everything he's done.
That's it.
But if we live our life for ourselves and not for others like they were doing, then it's really not gratitude.
No, not at all.
And it makes me think about this. I mean, you study the Moravians' missionary plan. They would realize, if somebody went out there in the mission field, and they did often, and they died in the mission field, they didn't celebrate, make a hero out of that particular missionary.
Yeah.
They actually had a replacement just set in place to go back and replace them.
Normal.
They didn't, you know, we have a way of tendency of just, celebrate. We want to celebrate the person, but we don't want to make them an idol and a hero and that type of thing, because they're standing in the presence of God going, please don't do nothing.
Exactly.
It's all about him. But they would replace missionaries continually. You think about it. I mean, today is so tamed compared to the way it was back then. So when you went to the mission field, and life expectancy, was it like 40 years old, 45, something of that nature?
Yeah.
It was very, very low. And, you get a cut and you die from it because there's no penicillin yet and all these different things that we take now. So you were giving your life.
These are young men, too. They were like maybe 16, 17 years old that left.
But if you live to 40, you're already at that 50% of your life mark right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be a young, vibrant
person.
Unless maybe the Lord's calling you.
Hey,
yeah, you never know. Well, I just want to say this, that our hearts go out to Mike's family and all the 28 that lost their lives there. This happened while, you know, America just went about our normal business, and my politicians debated on stage about who's going to be the leader. And, one of our ministers that's related to us, you know, Sharon Holderbaum, her sister and her husband are missionaries right there in that area, and she didn't even know. I mean, they knew, her sister knows Mike and his wife. But didn't even know if it was going to be her family that was taken out there.
Wow.
This is a very tough place to minister. You know why? Radical Islam.
Mm.
You know who did it? Radical Islam. If you move the radical part, it's Islam. People say Islam is a peaceful religion. It's not. It's not. This is a radical Christian. A radical Christian is a Moravian.
Yeah.
A radical Christian is somebody who reads what God says, believes what he says, gives their life to him, and then does what he says. They would call that person a radical Christian. They would say, calm down. calm down. Everything's, you know, just relax. Be lukewarm like the rest of us, right? Mm. And somebody would say, he's too radical, she's too radical. So somebody who's a radical Islamist, if they're reading the scriptures that they have in the Quran and they're doing it, you can't say that Islam's peaceful. You can't say that. You know, if radical means they're just following and heeding to the Quran, you got to say they're just you know, taking
fully committed.
They're taking their religions more serious than the other, and every particular Muslim's not a radical. They're not following wholeheartedly the Quran, right. I guess you would say right there. And as a matter of fact, before we go to break, I want you to hear King Abdul talk about what's really going on, because there's a reformation taking place even in Islam. And he basically says they're all the same. All these radicals are the same because they're taking their religion. They're doing all these different things with it. But this is King Abdul of Jordan. This has been a friend of America for quite some time. And his very existence and his nation's existence is in threat right now because of this very threat that's going on. Listen to King Abdul and what he says on this interview right here.
I've said that the war against the Khawarij, the outlaws of Islam, is a third world war by other means, which is probably slightly different. And how I've explained it, it's not just ISIS. All these groups, whether from the Philippines or in Indonesia all the way to Mali, these are all the same, whether it's ISIS, Boko Haram, Shabab, Al-Nusra, wherever you find them around the world, and again, as I said, from Asia all the way to the African continent, there is either a full-out war or counterinsurgency warfare. This is a global struggle that brings, as I've said many times, Muslims, Christians, Jews, other religions fighting alongside us as we fight our civil war inside of Islam.
That's a Muslim telling you firsthand that this, it's all the same. These radicals are all the same. You see a civil war taking place within Islam, and he's saying we need help from America and the rest of the world, but we got to deal with this thing. And we just pray for the salvation of King Abdul and his wife and Jordan, and protection and wisdom. But also pray for comfort over the family of lost with Mike and the other 28 that lost their lives rittering. And our hearts go out to you. We have an offer for you right here. We're going to go to break and join us after the break. We're going to be talking about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet's response to this deal that was just cut in Iran. And we have an offer for you. It is a very, very important offer. It's offer 2001, and it's entitled One Thing in 2016, Learning the Key to Success, Prosperity, and Peace, No Matter What or Who Comes Your Way in 2016. This is so important because there's good things happening and there's bad things happening. There's going to be worse things happening and greater things happening. It's going to be happening simultaneously. And David, King David, prior to being king, he had a lunatic government after him, King Saul. He was trying to attack him, and all he was doing was his job description. God had called him to do what he's doing, but yet the armies were coming against him. What would be on your mind? Well, what was on David's mind, he said, one thing I desire, one thing I want. And he's talking about, you know, the Lord, focusing on the Lord. And this is really going to encourage you. This is all put together to be able to encourage you. For any amount whatsoever, you can partner with VFN TV. We want to get this to you right away. We can get you a DVD, or we can send it to you, or you can watch it, you know, online. But it is so important. You need to think about, I'm going to set my gaze upon the Lord in 2016. And guess what? He will lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. I mean, he'll just take care of you. David is a prime example of that. As a matter of fact, all you got to do is go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, click on Partner Now, or you can call 844-408-3688, or you can write to VFNTV Studios at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Do it now. Offer 2001, one thing in 2016, learning the key to success, prosperity, and peace, no matter what or who comes your way. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.